Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial. Use it on a wide range of wood or metal projects for long-lasting results. Choose from over 50 color options available now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The rugby this weekend. So, Ireland travelling to Edinburgh, to Scotland, to take on Scotland in the Six Nations. And Alison Miller with me, the former Irish international, of course, and Megan Gaffney, former Scottish international. You're both very, very welcome. Megan, Scotland, I guess, a bit up and down, kind of maybe up a bit more up before the tournament. What's the kind of the mood like there around the team?
I think Scotland will be a little bit disappointed with the Six Nations. They've come off the back of a big winning streak. And I think particularly that Italy game, that will have hit them quite hard. They know they weren't at their best there. So they'll be looking at this Ireland game to kind of get themselves back on top.
So is there a consensus as to why maybe things haven't gone as well in the tournament?
I think it could be all different things. The first game against Wales, probably not as dominant as they'd hoped. Weather was pretty tough going. The ball was very, very greasy. France and England, two of the best teams in the world, it's always going to be tough to play them away. That Italy game, I think they just didn't get into their stride. I think for Scotland these days, there's actually an expectation that they should be winning games. And as a nation, that's not something we're particularly used to or probably very comfortable with. So it's a bit of a mind shift to get into that headspace where it's like, we're the favourites. We need to go out there and win. So it's probably just getting used to that feeling. I know that they've been really targeting this last game, final game of the tournament, and they're at home. And I think ticket sales, it's going to be the biggest game of this year. So it should be good.
Alison, I guess from an Irish point of view, that maybe disappointment that the French game didn't go our way, but a decent showing against England, certainly in the first half. So, I mean, how would you assess where we're at now?
Oh, definitely progressing. Yeah. Like when you look at 2 years ago and the performances since the Autumn International against Australia, then WXV, which they did really well. And now obviously this Six Nations, they were disappointed with their performance. They played well at times against France, but just finishing the job, I suppose, when they had the opportunity. If you even look at the selection for this weekend, he has rotated a few players and he's done that through the Six Nations. So to get the dominant wins they've got against Wales and Italy while changing players this weekend, it shows real sign of progress. We're not relying on, you know, just the 15 players. And that's going to be really important coming into the World Cup in August and September, because that can often hinder teams in the latter stages, you know, as fatigue sets in. So, they're very ambitious, and the way they speak and the way he speaks, Scott Beaman, about that they really want to, you know, that they were disappointed actually against Wales for leaving some tries behind, is great, because you have to be like that. And teams haven't been like that maybe in the past, and they'll be really looking to win this game, because it'll be the first time, if they win at the weekend, since 27, that they've had more wins than losses in a Six Nations campaign. So I feel like Scotland are a little bit like their men's team. They have great ability, and it's just not coming together for whatever reason. You look at the quality of the players that they have. So, but they do bring their best against Ireland over the years. So it'll be a great game at the weekend. But I just think Ireland maybe at the moment are too good. Look, I could be wrong, but you know, Ireland's defence, their line out driving ball, their kicking game, their speed of their up ball, everything, it's very, very strong, and they have some really world class players in that squad. Now obviously Aoife Wafer is out for the game, but you know, there's other girls stepping up there as well.
So what will you be looking out for, say, from that squad rotation point of view? Because you're right, you know, you go into a World Cup, you're you know, after a couple of games, you're never playing with the same pool of players you started with. There's always inevitably injuries that you have to deal with, and I guess ultimately what you want is that whoever transitions into the team does so seamlessly. So I mean, with that in mind, what would you be looking out for from an Irish point of view with the team?
Well, I suppose he's smart in how he's done it. He's left experience in pockets, so it's not like, you know, sometimes people make wholesale changes and that doesn't work because there's no connectivity. There's still, you know, consistency, you know, in selection. The back three would be the biggest change is to, no, they've been capped before, but the 15 hasn't, Aoife Corey. But it's just for these players to take their opportunities and be able to deal with the pressure. And I think that's why you give these girls opportunities, because, you know, you could have stuck to the same 15 because they have warm-up games during the summer before the World Cup, but you essentially want to see how they deal with pressure in a big game like this, because unlike our men's team, we are like the men's team that play professionally for the provinces after Six Nations, the girls won't have, you know, much opportunity in that pressure moments to show the coaches, because they'll be resting and then going into the World Cup camps where the men will play, you know, Champions Cup and they can be tracked. So it's that they take their opportunities and they fit into the system, and you know, they look to do what Scott Beaman's game plan is. And you know, I think, but he has smart, and he's obviously confident that they can get the win while rotating. But as I said, it's smart. There's still experience in pockets. There's still experience on the bench. No, it's good to see. It's good to see girls getting the opportunity and seeing how they go. I'm looking forward to seeing Aoife Corey. I haven't seen much of her. I know she's been doing well at club, but I'm just excited to see, you know, what she'll, and put their own spin on it too, you know.
Yeah.
You have to be your own player, and whatever your strengths are, you know, you got to back them and be the best player you can be in whatever you're strong at, you know, in that element of the game.
So, Megan, from a Scottish point of view then, given, as you say, maybe the disappointment that the team has punched a little below its weight, given the form maybe before the tournament, what will you be hoping for this weekend?
Well, I'll be hoping that the girls just play with freedom, that they don't focus too much on the end result and they look at the processes, they get the simple things right. I hope that it's a day for the backs. Our backline is incredible. I think they're up there with some of the best in the world. Back three, particularly Rona Lloyd, Francesca McGee and Chloe Rowley. I think if we can get the ball out to them, we're going to have a lot of success. Out of the seven that are starting on Saturday, four of those have been nominated for player team of the championship. So there is talent there, there's skill there, it's just not quite clicked yet. But we have to front up in the forwards and match Ireland physically. Years gone by that we've maybe stepped off that slightly. But just looking at the results over the last sort of 4 or 5 years, so many games between Scotland and Ireland have gone down to the last play. So it's going to be a contest.
All right. Well, listen, we hope it's an enjoyable contest for the neutrals. But certainly we'll have our green jerseys on. So, Megan, we appreciate the time. Megan Gaffney, Alison Miller as well. I hope you both enjoy the game for what it's worth.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial. Use it on a wide range of wood or metal projects for long-lasting results. Choose from over 50 color options available now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.